king of open mics. He's a dad that Charlie Sheen would like, and apparently his hand is doomed. Nick Ramirez, that old fart, produces shows and makes funky art. A true Renaissance man, you might say. He plays in every band in town, plays every instrument around, produces movies, even acts in plays. Josh Martin, our favorite Wookiee, he's laying brickin' with a monkey, or maybe getting drunk at baseball games. The connoisseur of Reno bands, he's got music history on demand. If you still got a deck for cassette tapes, Rick Spagnuolo, so I'm told, used to drink and smoke lots of pole, but now he only has a Woody for the Lord. Sound engineer beyond compare when he's not spanking it back there. Even shitty bands sound good when he records.
Are you sure he's gay?
I'm the worst little podcast. We're talking out of our ass, and sometimes about stuff we really know. There's some nip-dats that we know who play music here in Reno. And if you wanna get down, where to go? Well, we might talk about almost anything, like chicken waffles or William S.
Oh, hi there.
Merry Christmas, Internet
Evan, you are
land.
So right. It's amazing. That song was put together, I think, in 2013, and how many of those things are still true?
Like all of them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome.
Nick's even older now.
That was the first time for me hearing that.
Dude, and how do you
feel? I feel
the
like a changed person.
Yeah. Definitely.
Same beginning you always
Ian,
hear.
Ian, have you ever heard that?
No, that's the first time I've heard it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Congratulations. Welcome to the Life Your Life is Ruined Club.
They don't call it aversion therapy for nothing.
Hey.
Yes, thank you, aversion therapy. You're the best.
That's on their record, I think. I bought the CD and it's
yes,
on there.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. So. No, they were kind enough to throw that out there.
Yep.
Hey, welcome to the show, Bobby Dowd.
Hi,
hey,
Bobby.
Woo! His first memorable Christmas episode.
Robert Grover Chayo, welcome to the show, sir. How you doing today? Hey, Bobby, how you doing? What does a cat say?
Uh-oh.
What does an angry baby say?
Uh-oh.
Ah!
Yep. Time to perform, not going to do it. That's my kid. So, welcome to the last show of the year, the last show of the season, the last show of the decade, everybody.
Damn.
Merry Christmas.
I got chills just thinking about that.
Wow.
We've got a lot of road under our belt this year.
Strange it's going to be the 20s.
We're entering the 20s.
Yeah. Oh, the roaring 20s are ours.
When we entered the 20s last time, it was 1920s, and it meant something. We don't even know what it means yet, but it means something.
Well, hopefully. Was it the Depression in the 1920s?
That was the 30s. We got 10 years to not to worry.
Okay.
Just keep being a grasshopper, a ignore the ants, sing and dance all day, don't plan for the future. Yep, that's what you do.
That's the 20s.
Yep, that's how life works.
It's the spirit of the 20s.
Well,
let's we're ushering out this year with a big old black boot with the Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
The black boot of Santa Claus?
Yeah, as he comes down the chimney.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah. And he kicks out the dust of the last year and drops off the baby new year underneath the tree.
Yeah. That's how it works.
That
yep.
Sounds
isn't that, yep. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, totally.
Just take 7 days for the baby to come.
Depends on where you grew up, you know.
Should we tell the audience who else here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with you.
I'm Rick. Were you not talking to me?
Hi, Rick.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh. No.
You're pointing at Allison.
Allison, can you please start the round robin of introduction?
Just say your name.
Say your name and some other stuff.
We just need to hear your voice so people know you're here. Can you just say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Aww. Well done.
Thanks for being here again, Allison. It's good to see you.
Yep.
And then we got
Christina.
Hi, Merry Christina. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is the Chewy contingent.
Yes. These are my lovely family.
Straight from Mos Eisley.
Merry Christmas from Riku.
Riku!
Hey, actually, Riku. Live and in person makes her yearly appearance like our own personal groundhog. our winter sloth, like her sweater she's got on.
Riku originally came out when she was about 4, wasn't it? Was that about right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the first time we recorded her voice. No, the first time we recorded her voice, she was 2.5.
Now I kind of feel old.
Oh, you're
so old. I'm 13. I'm the
downhill
ancient
slide to 21. You know,
it's all downhill from 13.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
this is the early Riku.
I sold beef.
What does that even say? I sold a beef?
Yes, that's exactly what it said, Uncle Rick.
Oh, wait, here you go.
I love you very much.
Thank
you.
Thank you. The cutest thing ever.
Yeah, and then she turned into a teenager.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Dad.
And then we got Rory's family.
Yeah, and then
begins the Rory contingent.
Yeah, Diana's here.
Hi, I'm Diana.
Diana!
Welcome back.
Merry Christmas.
And who are you holding?
And yeah, we're passing Bobby back and forth between the two of us.
He decided he didn't like me anymore.
Oh, Dad's lap.
And then my family here. Okay.
Hello, Merry Christmas from Quentin Ramirez.
Quentin!
Hey!
It's Mikey Ramirez.
Mikey!
Oh. Mikey. Merry Christmas.
And it's a family show.
And I'm just here with no family.
Kim!
Same
Kim,
here.
I have no family either.
Way to steamroll Kim there, Ray.
God.
We've all got no family. It's fine.
Really. Skip over the family list.
Oh, yeah. God. And when we're all old, nobody's going to visit us in that home.
Nope.
That's true.
It's
if we even get into a
Rick,
home.
Rick, I would... But I'll have forgotten, your address, your name, possibly what you look like.
It'll be enough to know our friends are out there somewhere just,
living
trying to get
their
by,
lives.
Not remembering shit.
Moving on without us.
Recording moving podcasts without each other.
Wouldn't that be weird? Oh, man. Well,
hey.
What do we got on today's show, Rory?
Well, let's see. What time is it right now? It's okay. We've got a few minutes, and then we're gonna be calling the Grim Tones.
Ooh,
yeah.
I got something we could do for a couple minutes.
Do
you? Yeah. I just want to thank everybody who came out to Merry Anarchy this weekend.
Oh, that was so badass.
Man, that was awesome. My 50th birthday. It's kind of cool because my birthday was on Thursday. Merry Anarchy Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday you do the cleanup and get the money over to the foremans, which was really nice. And then Monday, there's a podcast. So I've 5 days.
What a weekend.
That's
my weekend.
Heck
yeah.
I was there with you for a lot of that stuff, man.
Yeah.
That was a ride.
Yeah. Great bands, man. Great bands this year.
What were the highlights?
I would say night one really,
the whole night. No, really, the whole night, Friday night, was stellar. For me, every band played top notch.
Yeah,
I'd say as far as newcomers, the
Saturday nights
sold it. I love them.
Yeah,
I was standing there talking with a guy, and we were remarking on how much they sounded like Radio City Birdman, and then they played a Radio City Birdman cover 2 minutes later.
Oh, that's weird.
It was badass.
It's a very good band. Pink Awful was really on fire.
I heard they were great.
Pink Awful is great.
They're always good.
Yeah.
They get better
bust.
Every time I see them.
The Blunderbust.
Oh, Blunderbust.
Put on a great, great show.
Amazing. And then Saturday night, The Shames were killer.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking rad.
Always.
Language Rick.
Oh,
I caught myself a second ago, too.
The Vague Choir. Vague Choir were...
They're always so spectacular.
Really good.
Yeah, they were spectacular
I love watching Jason's face when he drums.
Watching Mr. Vague with Dean playing drums, dude, that transported me back to the Zephyr.
That was neat.
Mm-hmm. That was a really cool set. That was really a pleasure to see them together like that again.
And then the Princess Bombs.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Woo!
Thank you, Riku.
Thank you, Dad.
Thanks for being there.
Riku, you haven't been thrown out of anything because you're in trouble in a while.
Oh, wow. Thanks for talking about that on the podcast.
We always talk about it.
What?
Nobody's going to hear
it. Well, no,
the whole audience knows that last Christmas you didn't make it. So, I mean, it's just, I'm really. And wasn't there in Merry Anarchy you didn't get to play because of that, too?
Like two or three, I think. The last time Dad and I played was May 2018.
Jeez.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Good job.
Yeah, it's
good to have you back. Thank you. Way to make it through.
We love the Princess Bombs. It was really
good. I'm gonna throw out, man. I think One Ton Dooley had a fine, fine set that night.
Oh yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you guys ripped.
Good job, Rory.
Good job, Nick. It was really fun to play. It felt good, and it was a good show all around, all weekend long.
Yeah, we had a blast. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of love. It was a really lively crowd. You know,
we made it down there for a few hours on Saturday night, and it was really cool. Mikey talked me into buying raffle tickets, and I hit four times.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that.
I told you.
Yeah, I cleaned up. It was great.
Yeah, y'all had some great raffle prizes. I've always been a good raffle this week, or this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did. Lots of people donated good stuff.
The auction was pretty top-notch, too.
I love Reno, dude. Yeah. Like, the community here is so supportive and awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
We're very lucky. Yeah.
Super fun.
Bobby.
Just you ready, Bobby?
Stealing the mic from Mom and talking into it.
Well, and Nick, from the podcast to you, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And Rick.
Happy birthday!
Hey, Rory.
Thanks, you guys.
Also.
Happy birthday!
I covered
on a previous
podcast.
Yeah. Anybody else that I'm forgetting in the room who's in December?
No.
Yeah, just checking.
Hell no. A lot of babies in December.
Yeah.
It's a very Sagittarius podcast.
Yeah. That's why I'm here to put the water on the party.
All right, are we going to call the Grimtones?
Oh, yeah, I told them we were going to call in 10 minutes, but hey, we're made it on time, so let's just call them right now.
See if they're ready. We'll have thrown them off.
No, I'll just call her right now. She's waiting on me.
And what's going on with them? They have something
coming up. They've got a show coming up here in the holiday break, and they want to help us get the word out on that.
Oh, very cool. One of the last shows of the decade.
Album release, actually.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah,
December. Rick, you should be jumping in with the answers.
I was just about to. We've been working on this album for three, I'm not going to say the word, in years. I mean, it's been that long. We started this. Some of these songs were Karma songs.
And
then when the Karma broke up, the ones that Michelle wrote got turned into Grimtones.
Hello?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Rory.
How you doing? You're not just here with Rory. You're here with the podcast and all of our families.
Everyone Merry, say hi.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Merry Christmas from the Worst Little Podcast to the Grimtones.
Yay. Merry Christmas and happy birthday, Rick.
Yeah. Thank you.
So while we're talking about what's going on with you, I'd just like to remind you that this is a G-rated episode of the show as much as we can possibly make it.
Okay.
It would have been funny if she said F yeah.
Rick said, wouldn't it be funny if she said F yeah? So Michelle,
how's it going, guys?
Great.
Yeah.
You've got a show coming up here during the Christmas break in the Winter Void. What's happening?
We do. It's the release of our second album. It's going to be called Nine Lives. And it's December 28th. Jubs in the showroom. Sick Kitty Sid from San Francisco is going to be there to open.
Ooh, nice. Sick Kitty Sid.
Yeah, faves and friends.
So we're excited about that. We got some new merch out as well as the CD. Rick's going to be hosting in his priest outfit. It's a funeral themed show.
Oh, nice.
And the album's funeral themed.
They made me buy a priest outfit.
All the old
you love
people.
It.
It's for all the old people. Rick's saying, yeah, they made me buy a priest outfit. Like he didn't want
to. Exactly. Not to buy a priest outfit.
Like he's never going to wear it again.
Oh, ask her if I wound up on the cover and which picture they ended up picking.
We shot Rick, some photos. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Rick wants to know, what are you using and did I end up on the cover?
Well, I can't say that yet.
There's a ton of different pictures, and some of them I'm in the background.
Come to the show and see.
Okay.
Some of them I'm in the background. Some of them I'm like dead center middle front.
I have tickets. We have pre-sale tickets for $7. And then at the door, it's going to be $10. Unless it's come dressed in black funerally type clothes, you win it for $9.
Nice. Well, I'm sorry. Say the day again.
Obviously. December 28th, it's a Saturday, 7 p.m.
And where are pre-sale tickets available?
Where are pre-sale tickets available?
Pre-sale tickets will be available from Carter or I. We'll drop them off at the studio. And
can we just flag you down in the street as you're walking around town?
You can get them at Jub Jubs as well, she said.
So. Yeah, and at Jubs.
And at Jubs and at the Swiss.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
the Swiss, right?
It looks like a bad neighborhood, but when you get inside, it's very nice.
Oh, the Swiss is cozy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the Swiss is cozy, except when it gets full of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right on.
So, that's about it. We're really excited. We've been working on it for like 4 years now.
The recording was 3 years. Right. When I said that
off
earlier.
And on. So we're really excited. It's really all the album is. 9 different lives.
Yeah, Rick was telling us a little bit of the history and the vetting of the album. So we're excited to get a listen of it as soon as we can.
I'm really excited. We're going to host a listening party at Dogwater on Wednesday, but all the tickets are sold out because we only invited 9 people.
Exclusive content.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Some people get tears. It's not just see it in the release show. It's going to be a really fun time. And friggin' Sick Kitty Sick. They always do.
Oh, God, yeah. I love them.
They're awesome. Totally.
The great band.
Oh, and we're going to sell our sets at the show. We're going to play. We're going to have Sick Kitty Sick play. And then the Grimtones are going to do a set, the whole first album, Sing the Body Electric.
Oh, sweet.
All in a row.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll do the whole second album.
Wow.
Wow. That'll be a fun show.
Epic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So thanks for calling.
We love you.
We love you, too. And Carter says hello.
Hi, Carter.
He couldn't make it tonight, but he says hello, and he loves you guys. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well,
and he also said more, but you said it was great. So I'll tell Rick later.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Many wonderful returns, and we'll see you next decade on the show.
All right. Love all you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Aww.
That was cool.
Oh, you
that's
guys,
awesome.
Dude, the album is so
amazing.
Yeah,
fill us in here, Rick.
It's so great. And so, the songs go all the way back to... And so it was a funny thing because...
Finish a sentence, Rick.
We ended up... I'm sorry. We ended up
Oh, also, Rick.
Yeah?
When we're on a phone call...
Yeah.
Don't talk over the person on the phone call because they can't hear you like
oh,
they
I know
can
that.
The other people.
But
here.
I guarantee
yeah.
what I was saying was more important than what she was saying. So the album ended up being like all the songs were written about the stuff that has happened over the past 3 years, and as you know, the Grimtones and Karma and all the local music stuff. Some of the songs are about situations in town that were things that Michelle was going through and that Carter was going through. Like it's all this different stuff, and some of the songs are just like interesting stories and made up stuff. But a lot of it's about stuff that really happened. But then none of it applies anymore because it's all been over the last 3 years. And so it was funny. We thought it would be a great idea to have it be a funeral themed thing that we're laying all of these old lives to rest because none of it's relevant
yeah, that's
anymore.
A great idea.
But they're still really good songs.
Oh, they're,
oh,
yeah.
they're
amazing,
amazing
yeah. songs.
Yeah, I've gotten to hear a couple of them just being over here for when they were tracking some of the tracks, and they're all just great.
How
and,
very Stevie Nicks of all of you.
Yes. And Ian did the demo for one of the songs.
Yeah, Temper. So that was they wrote that for me to do a project in college. So
nice.
And they just, awesome. Yeah, and that one's already been released, but the album version is coming on this, and a couple extra little fun surprises. I can't wait. You guys are going to love this.
So excited.
All right.
And Sick Kitty Sit. God, that's so awesome. I love them so much.
And you know what's wild, Rick?
What?
The Lazy Universe, Will.
Schamberg.
Will Schamberger and Blunderbuss are going to be in the bar room the same night, so you just get tickets for both and go back and forth.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
That's a lot of great music. Like,
that's a cool event,
two
babe.
For one.
Hi. Riku, you're babysitting.
No, I'm not, because I'm having a sleepover.
Sleepover babysitting.
Oh god,
you could leave.
No, I am not taking the baby.
You get four babysitters for the price of one.
And you could just leave all the
kids
home alone.
Dang, no, you're right. You are having a sleepover that night. I have to hire a babysitter.
Oh no! Bah, da, oh.
Da. Is Kenzie home that week?
You just rent an SUV and have him sleep in the sleep in the alley by Jub Jub, and you can keep an eye on him.
That's a really good idea.
Just run back out every so often, make sure he's still asleep. Yeah.
Make sure he hasn't been, you know, stolen.
Well, you know, for those playpens, they make for like, you know, dogs and stuff. They make those little toppers that you just put that over the babies, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, just take one of those baby monitors. You can put the earpiece in. You can hear if he's up or not in the park.
Yeah, Bluetooth. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh my god.
Technology. We'll take care of your baby.
Just connect your AirPods to the monitor. Yeah.
Parenting in the 21st century has challenges that we rise to meet.
That reminds me, Martin, we're going to leave here. I just wanted to let you guys know we got to get out of here so Allie can get to school tomorrow morning.
Yes,
good
it
attitude.
Is a school night.
Oh, it's bedtime. But
Merry Christmas to everybody here. I love you guys. It's been another great year. Look forward to next year.
Heck yeah.
Can we ask all of you guys? Allie,
can we find out what Allison wants for Christmas before she goes?
Sure. Allison?
What's your big Christmas wish?
What would you like for Christmas?
Christmas.
What'd you ask Santa for?
You have to say it here or you won't get it.
Yeah, talk into the microphone.
Aunt Mikey knows.
Allie?
I asked Santa for this clipboard that can unfold.
Yeah.
And to, like, so you can put a ton of paper in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And there's handles on it.
That sounds cool.
Organize your life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She loves clipboards, and now she can put all her paper and everything inside, too.
Oh, that's,
that's
cute.
Really
so,
cool.
I think practical. She's been pretty good this year, so hopefully Santa noticed. Yeah.
Very, very practical.
Bobby thinks that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got the right idea.
He's overjoyed by the prospect.
All right. You got any other questions for Allison before we get out of here?
What is your favorite dessert of the holidays?
Pumpkin pie.
Good choice. Oh,
nice. At Thanksgiving and Christmas? Yeah, her eyes got big. Yeah. Awesome.
Right on.
What do you want for Christmas, Christina?
Oh,
I asked for two of them.
Oh, yeah.
For her and Love.
Aww.
And baseball cards for Daddy.
She did.
It's very thoughtful to thank Santa, to ask Santa for gifts for others.
Last year, I just asked for a surprise for them, and Mom ended up getting weights that could, like, turn into different weights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And Dad got a ton of different baseball cards.
Yep. Nice. It was pretty awesome.
What did you get last year?
I asked, I didn't really know what I wanted, but then I was like, maybe a Princess Leia Barbie, and then I was like, no. Like, a Star Wars blanket and Star Wars pillows, and then I got Star Wars pillowcases and two brand new pillows and a nice and fluffy blanket. And my dad remembered that I wanted the, like, little Barbie thing, so he got it for me.
Oh,
wow.
You're raising the right, Chewie. Star Wars all the way.
Yep. Heck, your dad's Star Wars.
We're big Princess Leia fans at the house.
Awesome. Mm.
Me too.
Yep.
She's the best.
She is the best.
Well,
she
really I wish you luck with the clipboard. Yeah. Do you think you've been good enough? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been helping out?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
Good job.
Oh, and here are we were talking about the samples from Allison when we were at dinner for Nick's birthday.
Oh, yeah. This is you the last time we recorded you on the show.
Like 2 times ago, but she didn't talk much
last year. So cute.
And then this is Chewie's favorite.
Daddy.
Ellie.
Aww. Aww.
And then this is the one where, I don't know what you were actually trying to say, but to me it sounds like, do you want to die? And so here's what it sounds like.
Do you want to die?
Yeah, it pretty much sounds like that.
Right, doesn't it?
You have the one where she's asking for the beverage.
The coffee. Yeah.
Please, can you give me some coffee?
Oh, sweetie. And then do you remember what kind of present you got?
I don't remember what kind.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay.
All right. It was great seeing you guys.
It was great. Merry
Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Martins, for being here.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We'll see you in
2020.
Next,
we love you.
See you in
next
a
year.
Decade, man.
Bye, bye.
God, I'm just going to overuse that joke all week.
Well, how else is everybody going to know how funny you are?
Right. I have to tell them. I said a funny thing. Laugh now. See? You're doing it, Ian.
Yep. Just for you, Rory. Just for you.
So we have an exciting treat for the audience, don't we?
Oh, yes.
It's
we
time
do
for
have
the main
an
event.
Do we have any bed music we can put this on?
Oh, you know we do.
All right.
Are we ready for this?
I'll set it up. So, you know, every Christmas, as is our wont, we like to regale ye with tales of the spirit of Christmas. And this year, to read the tale, is Riku. Riku Dowd, please, take it away.
This is the story of James K. Cawley Jr., better known as...
Hamburger James!
Elvis Presley's inner circle, known as the Memphis Mafia, was more than merely the group of friends with which the king of rock and roll hung out. It was the most exclusive of clubs and the most coveted of fraternities. To be a part of Elvis's family of friends was to have a reputation, a title, hell, a role in history. This was Elvis, after all, and membership had its privileges. Stores, restaurants, theaters, and even amusement parks that were closed would open back up for you after hours if you were in the court of the king. Elvis was known to give personal gifts such as money, cars, and even houses to the members of the Memphis Mafia. He even brought some of his closest confidants to the White House when he asked President Nixon to make him a federal officer so that he could arrest people and fight socialism and communism.
Start there. I'm a federal officer.
Wait, not yet.
God, Rick.
I feel like Riku's rushing this.
Slow it down a little.
Okay.
Just take your time.
I want to enjoy.
Oh, and Riku, and since Allison's not in the room, you can say the things. Yeah.
The president indeed issued Elvis a DEA badge that day, and while the badge was honorary, Elvis was known to investigate and arrest people that he suspected of being unpatriotic.
Damn socialists.
Everyone in the Memphis Mafia had a specific role. Even their logo, TCB, taking care of business in a flash, alluded to supreme dedication to their responsibilities. Charlie Hodge inspected the stages on which Elvis would perform and handed him scarves and drinks during the shows. Joe Esposito served as both the secretary and treasurer. Red and Sonny West were his bodyguards.
Red and Sonny.
Lamar Fike, Jerry Schilling, Marty Lacker, Billy Smith, each had a job. James Cawley,
Hamburger James,
wanted desperately to be a member of the Memphis Mafia, and he would do anything. He would do any job he had to in order to serve the king. Ricky was 17 years old, and Elvis called him in the middle of the night with the impulsive instruction to go find him a cheeseburger. Ricky didn't know where he'd come by one at that time of night, and Elvis offered no advice. So Ricky wandered out into the streets of D.C. at around 3 in the morning in search of an elusive cheeseburger. He proved his worth by returning to the hotel, a bag of burgers in hand. I don't want them. I was just checking you out to see if you could do it, Elvis replied.
You got to say it like Elvis.
I'm trying, okay?
I don't want them.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Never mind.
You don't know.
Just read it again.
Okay.
And go.
I just want.
I don't want them. I was just checking you out to see if you could do it. Is that good?
That's good. Keep going.
I mean, from this night forward, Ricky was a full-fledged member of the Memphis Mafia.
Oh, he's in. You said to buy hamburgers.
No. That's Ricky. That's not Hamburger James.
Oh, okay.
This is.
I'm sorry.
Ricky, I think, is James's cousin.
Well, you could see where I would get confused. He's buying hamburgers.
But he got cheeseburgers.
Okay. Oh, cheap, right.
From this night forward, Ricky was a full-fledged member of the Memphis Mafia. Ooh. And was assigned specific roles. Ricky recalls, "Eventually I took care of him when we were traveling. I did everything. I made sure all the meals were taken care of. I took care of his wardrobe and jewelry, taped up the windows so the sun couldn't get in, set up the room, and carried the kit that contained all his medication."
The kit? Did you say kit or kin? Kit.
The kit.
Carried the kit.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
When he would come off stage, it was my responsibility to get a towel around his neck, a glass of water in his hand, and a coat on his back.
Elvis needs a towel!
Then to get him in a car and make sure those vents weren't blowing on him.
I don't like that air on me.
I don't want the vents blowing on me red.
I like it right on my skin. It makes me chill.
Usually in the car, it was mostly just him and me in the back seat with someone driving us. As you can imagine, when dealing with an impulsive character like Elvis, who enjoyed routine and order, Ricky's job became busy. He would have used an assistant. Enter
Hamburger James!
James was a guy who hung around in the early 1970s trying to get in with the Elvis entourage. Sometimes the group would let him into the Memphian Theater during the Memphis Mafia's all-night movie-watching marathons. If the boys got hungry while watching the flicks, Elvis would shout, "Hamburgers, James!" And so the nickname was born.
Oh, I don't think I knew that part.
Yeah, that's why I picked this one.
Hamburger James was happy to find and deliver burgers whenever Elvis wanted. Eventually, Elvis felt sorry for James, who always seemed like a misfit, and the king offered him an official role in the Memphis Mafia. Basically, he was a gopher running odd errands. Mainly, he found burgers for Elvis and the crew. In 1973, during a stay in Las Vegas, Nevada, Elvis noted that there were some items missing from his kit.
Oh, my God. What's in the kit?
Elvis's kit went everywhere with him, and its safekeeping was the responsibility of Ricky Stanley. The kit was known to contain lots of prescription drugs, about $10,000 stored in a wallet, some jewelry.
Just Elvis, walking around money.
Elvis's license, and several Polaroid pictures of Priscilla.
Why would you need to take Polaroids of Priscilla?
In her underwear. Oh. So nobody could see you develop the pictures and give you judgy eyes and report you for smut.
Elvis liked white underwear.
Smut?
Smut, yes.
What is smut?
Pornographic materials.
Oh. Okay,
then. Oh, wow. Riku's face, her cheeks just got as bright as the Christmas hat.
And Riku, and that's why, and people who sell that are called smut peddlers.
That's a legal term.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah.
That is so weird, okay? Anyway, Elvis noticed that some of the Polaroid pictures and an undisclosed amount of money had been taken from the kit.
Oh, my God.
Who would betray the king?
He immediately went into a rage. Ricky was in Elvis's suite at the time, and the two of them went around the hotel looking for all the rest of the Memphis Mafia members to put them on alert that a thief was lurking around them.
And I imagine Elvis just like hulking out of his jumpsuit, sweating like a hog.
Where are my pictures?
Where's my kit? I need part of my kit. Where's a shot?
But they found something, or rather, someone else that was missing along with the artifact from the kit.
Hamburger James
was nowhere to be found.
No.
Dun dun dun. While searching for
Hamburger James,
someone in the Memphis Mafia suggested that they check the airport. So Elvis ordered some of them to get to the car and take him to the airport immediately.
Posse, saddle up.
Red and Sonny West and Ricky Stanley were among those who made the legendary trip. Someone discovered that a plane was leaving from Memphis just a few minutes.
That's probably where he is.
Stop, Rick. Wait.
Okay.
Wait for it.
They raced at high speeds to get to the terminal before the plane would take off. When they arrived at the airport, Elvis and the Memphis Mafia got out of their car and raced through the airport with guns, jumping up and down and looking everywhere for Hamburger James.
We're going to pause here because this is an airport, Las Vegas Airport, 1973. These guys in polyester leisure suits jump out of Cadillac, drive their cars right up to the front door of McCarran International Airport, hop out of cars with guns stuck in their waist belts. And dangling from underneath their sweaty polyester armpits and just running through the airport, grabbing people and like checking it, like grabbing hats off people, looking in old ladies' bags.
For Hamburger James.
Yes.
Yes, because he's totally going to be in a hat.
Well, you might have been wearing a disguise.
Wearing a disguise, exactly.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That's the kind of smart thing Hamburger James might do.
Someone spotted the terminal where a plane was about to taxi to the runway for its flight to Memphis. Elvis runs to the counter and demands, "Stop that plane! Stop that plane!" I'm so mad at this. I'm so sorry.
Is that what he says?
That was awesome.
Yeah. Wait, keep
stop
going.
Stop that plane.
The attendant explains that she cannot stop the plane, so Elvis flashed his badge. I'm a federal officer. I tell you, I want that plane stopped right now.
Stop that plane. I'm a federal officer.
Rick's been dying to say that all
day. That's when she realized that this was Elvis Presley, and lo and behold,
somehow by the
stopped.
Powers above, the plane was halted.
Is that what it says, Rico?
The plane was stopped.
Who knows why or how? It just happened.
Elvis? She didn't do anything. She just got all buttery.
Right.
Elvis and the boys ran outside and boarded the wrong plane first before they finally found Hamburger James.
I didn't know that part of the story.
In possession of not only money and the photos, but also two rings.
Oh, wait. Say that again. Oh, did it say that they found Hamburger James?
Yes.
Yeah, in the back of the plane, hiding and cowering in the back.
Imagine being in the airport or on the plane and Elvis rushes in, flashing a badge, saying he's a federal agent, and his men have their guns in clear view. After they found James, he was physically dragged back to the car.
I always heard he was under a pile of coats. It doesn't say that, though, huh?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Red and Sunny West taking turns punching him along the way.
Oh, you got to punch Hamburger James.
Elvis read James's Miranda rights, but in proving that he was more an entertainer than a federal agent, he couldn't remember all the words. Elvis looked at Hamburger James, who was cowering and sobbing in tears, afraid for his life, and said, "James, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney." And then Elvis couldn't recall the rest of it, so he said, "And you have the right to rest to all the rest of that shit. Get the fuck in the car." I've been excited to say that all night.
It's okay to cuss if you're quoting Elvis.
Exactly. They took Hamburger while I can talk. They took Hamburger James back to the hotel and brought him to Elvis's suite where he was tossed on a couch.
Riku, they're gonna kill him.
Karate chop him.
Take that, Jack. Yeah. Better get back.
Elvis picked up a table as if to crash it down upon Dame James, delivering a death blow.
Oh, my God.
But then threw it to the side. Elvis stared at him for a moment, then slapped him once, then twice, very hard across the face. James broke down crying and sobbing hysterically. He said he was sorry for stealing. After a moment of watching James cry, Elvis began crying.
Oh, he felt the pathos.
Elvis is a good guy. He can't be a bad guy.
He can't watch another grown man cry after he's just beaten him and dragged him off of an airplane.
I'm sorry, Mama.
And he knows there's like lots of holes in the desert that just haven't been dug out yet.
One thing that no one ever questioned was Elvis's compassion. Perhaps in that moment, Elvis only saw the misfit that he once wanted to help, but ultimately used as nothing more than a gopher.
It's Elvis's fault Hamburger James stole.
Elvis took pity and he got down on his knees in front of James and said he was sorry too.
See?
Then Elvis asked, "Why didn't you let me know if you needed money? Why didn't you let me know if you wanted to go back to Memphis? I would have given you money. You didn't have to steal from me. Sorry."
That was awesome.
It's your own damn fault for being so rich and kind, Elvis.
They both cried for a long time. James later flew back to Memphis and relinquished his position in the Memphis Mafia. James K. Cawley Jr. will be remembered as an employee of Coors Brewing Company, an animal lover, a NASCAR fan, and a frequent visitor to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. But to Elvis fans, he will always be known as
Hamburger James!
And woo! That is the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah!
Thank you, Riku.
Thank you, that. I brought Riku, a tear to my eye.
It's always so pretty. Riku, what's the moral of the story?
Elvis is a really good person.
That is totally right.
It ain't Christmas without Elvis.
And, Don't piss off Elvis. That's another good one. And you really shouldn't be seeing pictures of somebody else's wife in her underwear.
Don't steal drugs from your boss.
If you're going to be an entertainer, don't be a federal agent because you're not going to get any of it right.
And if you're going to go rip somebody off a plane, bring the Miranda rights along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Print it out on a little piece of paper.
Because I don't think that citizen arrest counted. did.
No.
I don't think that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
That was fun.
Thank you, guys.
A little fun, a little different. But, you know, and to keep it different, we're going to just wrap up the show now unless anybody... There's lots of shows.
Cadillac Kim has some stuff.
I had one thing I wanted to
talk
about.
Oh, you did.
We had a really good year in Reno music, and a lot of awesome bands released some really good albums.
Hell yeah.
And I picked my top five.
Yes!
In no particular order. We'll start with the Sonic Dead, Wicked Love. Early pop goth industrial. We had them on the show not too long ago, so look up that episode if you want to hear
special.
That.
It's awesome,
dude, and that's freaking awesome. And those are the Murder Rock guys.
Those are the Murder Rock guys.
It sounds nothing like
a
Murder
Rock. Whole
yeah,
different
that was
world.
A good one.
But it's completely so different. It's still the same quality that you expect from Murder Rock.
Yeah, well written songs, well performed songs.
Then Ozymandias is number two on my list. Their self-titled album came out earlier this year. They were one of my favorite episodes that we put out this year, actually. They were amazing.
And we got to play such a great hand in that because most of that disc is songs that we recorded in the studio. But what, two of the songs off of it?
Yeah, two of the songs were actually from the podcast.
The live podcast.
Yeah.
And I love it when this podcast gives people the ability to put out a CD.
Just pick up their music and run with it. Yeah.
Then my tip to
novice bands out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Good reason to be on this show. Get a hold of us.
They were super stoked about it, the fact that they had the opportunity to do it. And we will be having them on the show early next year also.
Oh,
they have all new songs written, and they're ready to go. So
they're so fucking
bad. And then Knocked Down were on the show. The show I had to miss because I almost broke my leg in Grey Eagle. But Skate Punks from Stockton,
dude,
who
they were
relocated.
Awesome. And
they're wonderful.
They're super fun to talk to on Facebook a lot too.
Yeah, no,
Chris.
They're...
Chris
Whaley.
Yeah, great dude.
Yeah, so they're awesome. Check out their album, Anything But Luck. Silver, Let's Talk Tomorrow About Last Night. Which
that one was good.
Much fantastic talked about. Riku actually got to go to the album release party. I got to see her there. That was really fun. But
they were really, really good.
They are really good. My absolute favorite, and I have to talk about this, is the new Heterophobia album, Deathless.
So good.
Brand spanking new.
Brand new. Recorded here at Dogwater Studios.
Except for two songs.
Rick gave me the CD last week, and I've been listening to it nonstop in my car, like 24/7. It's
where can people find
catchy.
That?
They can find it on Bandcamp.
Nice.
On their Bandcamp and on their Facebook, they'll have it. It's also on Spotify. So check out Heterophobia Deathless on Spotify.
And go to their shows.
Pay for it
CD.
On Bandcamp. Listen to it on Spotify.
That's right. Definitely get a physical copy.
They deserve your money.
They definitely do.
And if you wanted fucking dude, there's some amazing like gay punk rock bullshit on there.
It
gets to me so hard. Some of it's funny and some of it like really touches me and I remember what it was like to be like trying to fit into this world and yeah.
Yep.
It's such an amazing album.
Yeah. Go get it in your ear. Oh, do you have that drop of Riku? Put it in your ear.
What?
Put it in. You would never say that, would you, Riku?
What? Put it in your ear?
Yeah, why would you even say
that? Yeah.
Like music or podcast? Your ear.
I mean, no, it would be put in your AirPods.
Right.
Wouldn't it?
AirPods.
But you're putting the sound in your ear.
Well, but you're just putting in your AirPods or earbuds or headphones.
Try both phrases.
Put it in your ear? Put in your AirPods?
Okay, without the question mark.
Put it in your ear.
And then here we go.
Put it in your ear.
Oh my goodness.
There we go.
And then we also got you to say,
put down the crack pipe.
But not all at once.
Oh. So, yeah.
That's the miracle of editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do also want to take this time to give an extra special Christmas shout out to all of our Patreon subscribers. Thank you all so much for being a part of the show and helping us keep this little train moving. If you're interested in being a Patreon donor, please check us out, patreon.com/littlepodcast. It's easy to find and easy to donate, either one time or on a monthly basis. Become one of the masses, tens, I say, of people that help us out donating a little money to keep the show going. So thank you for all your efforts.
And every band in town can fucking come on here and play their songs and have a great time, and then we give them the tracks afterwards for free.
Yeah,
you could be
so
part of
you're literally
helping us
supporting
do that.
Like broke ass musicians, like get their music out there.
Right, and it might wind up on Ozymandias' next CD.
That's right,
or anybody. Help pay next for that. CD. Yeah. Your next CD.
Right. Amen.
So, yeah, it's, but man, okay, this is the end of season 9.
Yeah.
I just want to like touch on that for a second. Season 9. Crazy. We're going to start the new season here in January with the new decade. It'll be season 10. 10 for 20. Something, I don't know, we'll come up with some catchphrase for that.
20 for 10?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We'll figure it out. Because 2010, that'll just get confusing. Yeah. And 10-20, and we should be wearing, like, I don't know, iron Monk's helmets and throwing slings at each other.
Season 10.
Not throwing the sling, but throwing rocks with slings. Because if we threw the sling, that'd be useless.
10 years of this, somehow.
Oh, Riku, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I want new art stuff, and... I know I'm not going to get this, but I still really want the final book of this manga I'm into.
What's the name of it?
Cardcaptor Sakura Volume 4.
Mm-hmm. Those of you nerds out there will instantly recognize the classic tale.
Don't look at me. I understood like 3 words that you said.
Yeah.
Quentin, what do you want for Christmas?
I already got it. I'm living with my dad now.
What a good boy you got there.
That's we all want to live with your dad for Christmas.
What a just chip honestly, off the old Blarney Stone.
Such a good laddie.
Welcome home, Q.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you around, man. Maybe we'll see you more in and around the podcast.
I'd be down for that.
What do you want for Christmas, Mikey?
I want some new crayons and a teapot.
God, teapot's so rad. I asked for a teapot, too, but the plug-in kind.
The electric kettle.
Yeah. Mm. When Joe Atack was over here, he was like, I had the tea kettle on, and he was like, British people don't use tea kettles anymore. They use the electric pots. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm so old school.
What?
Yeah, there's actually, they actually have to, the power companies over there change how much is being sent out on the mains at, like, around 5 p.m. because everybody plugs in their electric kettle at the same time.
For tea time.
Everybody comes home and has tea. Yeah.
It's so great. It's so a daily holiday. I think my mom's going to get me a teapot.
Ritual.
That's awesome.
Diana, what do you want for Christmas?
A nap. All I want to do is wear my onesie and take a nap on Christmas Day.
Guess what you're not going to get?
A nap.
Neither will I, though. I'll be there with your pain. So. I am your pain. Ian, what do you want for Christmas?
I just want everybody to be happy, man. I'm pretty simple. I don't want material things. Just I want all of you to have love and happiness in this new year.
Be a consumer.
You stole mine.
You are such good people.
Riga's about to cry here.
I want something for myself, and you guys are all like nice, actually good human beings.
I have
called being
crap.
Adults.
Like I don't.
Then
need
I don't
want to
be an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You don't. You really
Put
don't.
It off as long as you
yeah.
How old was I in that one?
That wasn't that long ago.
That was like 2 years ago.
No, oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just making that
Shut
up.
Shut the front door.
Aw. I thought it was gonna say STFU.
Right. That's what it's supposed to sound like.
Okay. Kim, what do you want?
What Ian said. I just want my friends to be healthy and happy. There's been a lot of loss this year.
Yeah.
And I'd like for that to not happen next year. So
it'll be better. It always gets better.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yep.
Very cool. I got what I want. I'm going to for my birthday. Mikey got me Jay and Silent Bob Reboot live at the Fox Theater.
Awesome.
So nice.
I was like, well, because I remember I can't afford that show, and then it happened. It was like kind of like Santa Mikey showed up. So that one's awesome. And who's going to Star Wars on Thursday?
Booyah.
Nice. I am.
Unfortunately, no, not yet.
I'm excited.
I'm going to go.
That's on my Christmas wish list. The ability to go.
What do you want, Rick?
Oh, I already said.
He said
I want the same thing that Mikey wants.
Oh, okay.
The other guy whose name starts with R.
Then we did it.
Dad, what do you want for Christmas?
Thank you, Riku. I don't want for anything, the bills to be paid. I just want everyone to be happy and my daughter to grow up so that the new year is a great and wonderful time for all of us, except people I don't like.
Okay. Except for you motherfuckers.
Not you people listening, except for maybe now, one or two.
I will actually echo, you know, some other thoughts and statements in the room. I have everything I want right now. I've got a great family. I've got a roof over my head that I fixed this year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, a day off, a nap, that all sounds good. Maybe a little whiskey in my coffee. A little extra whiskey.
These are all very highly possible.
Yeah.
Probable.
Maybe so, besides the nap.
And the bills being paid. Yeah.
Oh, I did it by now.
One way or another.
Oh, I will.
Yeah,
do
we
it.
We know who gets to nap first.
I got you a bottle of roof and all for Christmas, honey.
We'll have some fucking pie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and don't mind those chunks in the pie. That's just ground up sedatives.
Everything I wished.
Pumpkin chip.
That pie is full of nap magic.
Got some loot, man. All right, yeah, let's put this to bed just like we will. Little Bobby, so he dreams of sugar plums dancing up her head.
He still won't, like, talk on command, huh?
It doesn't change any week of the year or any time, but life is short, and we really do love you all out there. It's great to be a part of this show and have you guys as part of the family, both you guys here in the room and everybody out there listening to us. Have a great 2020.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All this trouble over a fat little man in a red suit.
Dog War Studios.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
No, thank you.